Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Going straight from the White House, where President Trump is signing an executive order to be able to support women in the STEM.
It's the STEM, science, technology, engineering,
and mathematics. As a matter of fact, let's go to a very prominent lady. Her name is Joyce Myers. For 40 years now, she has been teaching around the world. She's at Elevate, and she's just sharing a moment. Let's take a look.
I want to start by giving you some really good news. I know that the ladies are going to be really excited, and the guys will probably be excited, too. Thought somebody was behind me. Whoops. Ladies, a new store has opened up in New York City. And it is the husband store. And if you want a husband, you can go there and shop for one. Now, there are some guidelines to shopping at this store. There are 6 floors in the store. Once you visit a floor and leave that floor and go to the next floor, you can't go back down. So there's none of this like looking at all the merchandise and then deciding what you want. So a woman went to the husband store, and on the first floor, the sign read, "These men have jobs." She thought, wow, a man with a job. That would be really good. She thought about it, but she thought, well, I have to see what's on the second floor. So she went to the second floor. These men have jobs and they love kids. She thought, wow, this is getting sweeter by the minute. But she had to see what was on the third floor. These men have jobs, love kids, and are extremely good looking. Well, I don't know, maybe I just better find somebody on this floor because that sounds good. But still, she felt compelled to keep looking. She went to the fourth floor where the sign read, "These men have jobs, love kids, and are drop-dead good-looking, and they help with the housework." Come on, ladies, now. I mean, I tell you, I've been married to my guy 50 years. 50. And he does dishes, he does laundry, he gets the bed ready at night, and he plays all the golf he wants to. She thought, wow, jobs, loves kids, good looking, helps with the housework. Oh, mercy me, she thought, I can hardly stand it. And yet she had to go see what was on the fifth floor. These men have jobs, love kids, are drop-dead gorgeous. Excuse me, I'm having a little voice issue here. And they have a strong romantic streak. Come on, housework and romance. But she thought, well, it keeps getting better, so I just have to find out what is on the top floor. The top floor, the sign read, "You are visitor 31,456,012 to this floor. There are no men on this floor. This floor exists solely as proof that women are impossible to please." To avoid gender bias, the owner thought he best put a new wives' store across the street. So once again, there were 6 floors, and same rules, you can only visit one floor one time. Floor number 1, man went in. "This floor has wives that love sex." Floor number 2. "This floor has wives that love sex and they have money." Floors 3 through 6 have never been visited.
Well, I think men are a little bit more complicated than that. My goodness gracious. Obviously, he's having a good time there at Elevate with Pastor Stephen Furtick. And it's just an exciting time to be able to see what was happening there. And for 40 years, she's been out teaching. It's so important for us to recognize. It's going to take all of us to do what God has called us to do, to be able to step in this arena. It's one thing I like about our president, you know, President Trump. I mean, he looks at the church and says, get busy. Mm-hmm. You know, you should be doing something. You should be speaking up. And they're going to talking about doing away with the Johnson Amendment, which prevents people in a lot of their minds to be able to speak freely from a church perspective. But as an individual, it's never held you back. But that's about to be gone,
yep.
Which means that and there's never been, not only once was a church tax exemption status, and that's the Johnson Amendment, only once, just once. It was taken away, and it was given back after that. So all that fear, all that, you know, everything is just been an excuse.
It's a false assumption.
It's a false assumption, and it's like, you know, we got to be able to stand up for what's right and in love and in truth, and it's exciting, and it's going to take all of us. You're going to war. You're going, like, you know, you guys say, you know what? You know, give everybody, you know, a weapon. Let's go fight this war. Well, this is a war. It's a spiritual war. Ephesians 6:12 says we wrestle against spiritual wickedness, and we need all the members of the body of Christ. We all need to be healthy and functioning and loving and kind and reaching out. And so it's so exciting to see the president sign this STEM bill. Past presidents, when they talked about STEM bill, it was not that. Yeah. But this is about helping women get into the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And it's just exciting to see all these things coming to pass.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.